Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. There is nothing that's impossible to God. Nothing. And to him or her that believes, nothing is impossible, the scripture said. Now, that's the beginning of a miracle right there, just to believe this. Because if you've been convinced that you can't be healed of that, there's too much debt, you could never get out, there's too many problems, too much what they call water under the bridge, things could never be good or right again, then you believe that's an impossibility to God. You believe it's an impossibility, period. Mm-hmm. And that believing something other than the Word will limit you. It'll hold you. It'll prevent something good from happening in your life. Is it true all things are possible with God?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Does everybody agree? I'm quoting Scripture.
Yes.
All things are possible
yes.
with God, and all things are possible to him or her that believes.
Yes.
True?
Yes.
It is written.
Yes.
That means it is possible.
Yes.
It is possible to get free from that sickness.
Yes.
It is possible to live and not die.
Yes.
It is possible.
Yes.
Pay off everything.
Yes.
Get completely out of debt.
Yes.
Get caught up.
Yes.
Get ahead.
Yes.
I just don't see how. Just because you can't see how doesn't mean God can't do it.
That's right.
God can do a lot of things you can't see how.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And he didn't say you had to see how. He said, believe him
yes.
that he can.
Yes.
And that it's his will.
Yes.
So just hold up your hand right now and say, Father God, I believe you.
Father God, I believe
nothing
is too hard for you.
There's no sin too bad.
There's no debt too great.
There's no disease.
Too incurable.
Too terminal. Or deadly.
There is nothing
too hard
for you, Lord.
I believe it. And I look to you
for the answer.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 You can come out.
Yes.
You can overcome.
Yes.
You can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Live a long life.
Yes.
You can get completely free from it so that in just a matter of days and weeks, you look back and it seems like a bad dream that happened to somebody else.
Yes.
Your life is so different.
Yes.
Mm. And you don't have to know everything.
No.
You don't have to be perfect. All you got to do is make a choice that you really believe what we just said, and then you're listening for him to tell you what to do. Because in every situation where you need a miracle, there's something to do. There's an act. There's a thing to say. There's a thing to do. There's an act. And once you do that, here he will come and back it up. Hallelujah. And confirm the word, even with signs following. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
We've been on the series here for weeks now called Faith for Provision, going one by one through 30 reasons in the Scripture, 30, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Say it out loud, abundant provision.
Is always
God's will
for us all.
Abundant provision
is always
God's will
for me.
And if this is new to you and you say, well, why do you keep saying, say this, and they say it and say this? Because the Lord Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He works with what we say. It's how you get born again. You believe it in your heart and you say something with your mouth. and believe and confess Jesus as Lord. And so that's not the end of that. That's the beginning of a way of life. Living by faith is living by believing in the heart, saying with the mouth. And so these things that we're going over one by one, they're all things that should govern our thinking. Once we hear what God has said on the subject, there should be no more debate. There should be no more, yeah, but, or what if, or how come. If you don't respect His Word, if it doesn't have the first place, if it's not your final authority, then you won't live by faith. You won't walk by faith. You must trust Him. That's a matter of trust. If He said it, He knows what He's talking about. He's right.
Yes.
And that settles it for me. That is the way we live. We live by the Word. Living by faith is living by trust in His Word. And we're down to our 18th reason in our study that we've been redeemed from the curse. And in Galatians 3, if you want to look at that again, Galatians 3 and 9, He said, "They which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." And then in verse 13, He says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, 'Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree,' that," or in order that, "the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So in Christ, we have been redeemed and delivered from the curse of the law. We should find out what that is, what we've been redeemed from. And in Christ, we have been reborn and made able and fit to receive, Jesus has qualified us, if you will, to receive the blessing. Born again, the Holy Spirit, and the full blessing that God has given His covenant man Abraham, His covenant friend, and his seed. When we see the blessing in Deuteronomy 28 and other places, blessed when you go out, when you come in, your basket, your store. He's talking to the seed of Abraham that He had already given His blessing in covenant to. Now, go back, if you would, to Deuteronomy 28 and notice some of the reason for these things. God always has multiple things He's doing and numerous things He's doing at the same time. And concerning this blessing and cursing, He intended that it be outward sign and it be seen by other people and known. In Deuteronomy 28 and 10, and this is the Amplified, "All the people of the earth shall see that you are called by My name." Why would He say that? Well, you got to keep in mind the first 8 verses, right? Mm-hmm. He said, just look at it again. It'll come to pass, verse 1, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, He'll set you on high above all nations of the earth. Does God care about that?
Yes, He does.
He obviously used to. He never changes. What did He want? He wanted anybody and everybody that saw His people that were listening to Him and obeying Him, He wanted them to see the effects,
right,
huh, yes, of God being your God.
Yes.
He wanted them to see the effects of the blessing power working in your life. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you if You'll hearken and listen to the Lord your God. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body, fruit of the ground, fruit of the cattle, increase of your kind, blessed in your basket, blessed in your store, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Now with that in mind, look at don't skip verse 8. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. That means you got multiple store places. And how much stronger can you say, God say, I'm going to command blessing on your storehouses. And all that you set your hand to, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord gives you. Verse 10, and all people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord. How? Why would they look at you and go, that's God's people? Yeah. Why? He just got through saying all these blessings, right? All these blessings. And he includes in that being victorious if anybody attacks you, mm-hmm. being protected, being healed. Yes. I mean, he includes all of that. And he intended that you and I be, and all of his people, be living testimonies, living witnesses, that people just see us and see how we think and how we talk and how we act and how we live and what we have and what we do. And whether they say it or not, they know.
Yes.
God's real.
Yes.
Look at there. Right? Yeah. And God's good.
Yes.
Look at the blessing. They will see. And that's what, you know, the Amplified says, all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name and in the presence of the Lord, and shall be afraid of you. They'll be afraid to hurt you. They'll be afraid to attack you. Why? Because who wants to tangle with God?
Right?
Verse 11, and the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. That's the Amplified. A surplus of prosperity. This has always been God's will. That's why 3 John says, beloved, I wish above all things that you'd prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers, as you're walking with God and you're close to God and you're listening to him and you're following him, God intends that it be evident, even to unbelievers. Huh? Evident to people around about you. There should be something they can see. Now, this is not just gigantic amounts of money. There are people who are multi-billionaires who are miserable. Because money won't buy you peace. It won't buy you joy. It won't even buy you friends. They may act like it, but... Huh? No. But he's talking about true prosperity, where that you have the power to increase, the power to get wealth, but you also have the blessing power to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's a big part of the blessing. And you have the blessing power to help others. Huh? Yeah. To empower others and to bless others and to give.
Yes.
This is a vital part of our witness,
yes.
Of our testimony.
Yes.
These things preach without words.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this has been God's will. Now, on the other hand, skip over to the 46th verse or so in the same chapter. Obviously, now you're over here in the curse. Verse 45, he said, moreover, all these curses. Well, let me back up. Back up to verse 38. These are specific parts of the curse of the law. Tell me the good news about this. Help me out. I like how you think. You'll carry much seed into the field, but you'll just get little in because the locust will consume it. Could that ever be the will of God? Help me out. It could never be the will of God. It's a curse. Could it ever be a blessing in disguise that the locust ate up your crop?
No.
Now, why do I say this? Because people, rather than showing some humility and seeking the Lord for help, they try to turn things spiritually. They didn't listen. They messed up. They had a disaster. And a lot of folks will say, yeah, but you know, it must have been God's will. We just don't know why. You know, there must have been a reason. Yeah, it could have been you didn't listen.
Yes.
Right? The reason could have been you didn't pray. You didn't hear from God. Or he told you what to do and you just ignored him. Could be any number of reasons that have nothing to do with it being God's will. So no. Farmers, huh? People that have vineyards, orchards, ranchers, it is never God's will for your crops to fail. And for drought to destroy them. And for disease to go rampant through your herds. And do not for a moment say, well, I guess it must have been God's will. It is never God's will. That's a curse.
Yes.
I said, that's a curse.
Yes.
No. And if you're experiencing some of that, you want to get, if you don't know God, get to God.
Yes.
And become a believer. And then seek Him earnestly to show you what to do to keep that off of you, because you're not supposed to have it. And He'll show you if you'll listen, and if you'll do it, you can be free from it.
Amen.
And man, we have seen amazing things. We have seen, I don't know how many times I've seen this, believers who tithed and gave and believed and trusted Him, they had drought all around the farms and it rained on theirs.
Amen.
I've seen that over and over. So I said, well, God playing favorites? No. He spoke the blessing and cursing centuries ago. It's in effect. It's working. Depends on who does what. Who receives it? Who rejects it? Who believes? Who doesn't? No. You'll plant vineyards and dress them, but you won't drink the wine. You'll gather the grapes. You won't gather the grapes. The worms will eat them. Anyway, that could be a blessing in disguise. No. Never. You'll have olive trees throughout your coast, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil because the olive will cast its fruit. Something happened. Olives didn't mature. They fell off the trees. People say, well, you know, you just never know what God's doing. That's a curse. That could never be God's will. No way. A curse could ever be the will of God. Because if God is cursing people who trust Him and obey Him, then maybe He's blessing people that blaspheme. Huh? And rebel. And somebody said, well, yeah, that's, you know, God's mysterious. Then I'm confused. What do I do? Right? Then it doesn't do any good to obey? Huh? What does He want me to do? Maybe it's part of His secret purpose that I be rebellious. Only to maybe repent sometime later. No. No. If God had His way, everybody would listen. Everybody would trust Him. Everybody would receive Jesus. Everybody would be redeemed from the curse. Huh? If everybody on the planet would listen to God, it would be like there was no curse. It would be like all the demons would be like behind a plate glass, wanting to do something but can't get in. Nobody will yield to Him. And soon and very soon, God's going to wind this thing up, and where we're going to be is going to be that way. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Lord. He said, verse 41, you'll beget sons and daughters, but you won't enjoy them. They'll go into captivity. Is it God's will that your kids go crazy?
No, sir.
That they wind up in, you know, junkies and trouble with the law and captivity and you lose them?
No.
Never. I said never. Never is that the will of God. Never could it be the will of God. God intends that you enjoy.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Enjoy
yes.
your children. And your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. that's his will. If that's not what's happening, then what's happening is not his will. And you want to get to him. You want to draw close to him. You want to inquire of him. Now, he won't control everybody. I understand that. But God's will is a happy home.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Enjoying your kids. And verse 12, all the trees and fruit of your land, the locusts will consume. And you'll notice that word keeps popping up, consume, devour, eat up, destroy. That's what the curse does. It works against you. And the stranger that's within you will get up above you very high, and you'll come down very low, and he'll lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He'll be the head, you'll be the tail. See, that's the opposite of what the blessing did. Moreover, all these curses will come on you and pursue you and overtake you, and you'll be destroyed. Why? Because God in his mysterious will chose this for you. No, because you wouldn't listen. You were a hard head. You were rebellious. Nobody could talk to you. Nobody could tell you. You're going to do it your way. So you expose yourself to the curse. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for mine. I'm going to submit to the Lordship of Jesus. I'm going to submit to the authority of the Word. Huh? And I'm going to live in redeemed from the curse and live in the blessing. He said, there'll be a wonder for a sign and a wonder upon your seed forever. Why? Because you wouldn't serve the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now get this. Yesterday's class, I mentioned I had a nice watch.
Yes.
And I'll show it again. Whew. Boy, it's a nice one. Somebody gave me this recently. It costs thousands of dollars. And somebody said, why in the world would you tell that, Brother Keith? Don't you know people will quit giving? They will not. Did you see this verse or not?
Yes, sir.
He said to these people, you're going to experience all this curse and all this destruction and all this lack. Why? You wouldn't serve me, the Lord, with joyfulness and with what?
Gladness.
Gladness of heart for what? For the abundance. That's why I mentioned the watch. I'm glad. I'm rejoicing.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful. I didn't lie to get it. I didn't steal to get it. Huh? The Lord added it to me as he's done with so many nice things. Should I hide it?
No, sir.
It's part of your witness if it came the right way.
Yes.
Right? It's part. It's not just what you have. It's how you got it. It's how it came. If it came by the blessing,
Yes. Then
you don't want to hide it. You want to actually let people know you enjoy it. You are thankful. Right? Because you don't want to do what these people did. They forsook God. And he said, you didn't serve him. It'll be a sign and wonder. People will see the curse. You wouldn't serve him with joyfulness for the gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, you'll serve your enemies. And hunger, thirst, nakedness, want of all things. Is want and lack a blessing or a curse? How clear can it be? Then could it ever be pleasing to God for you to be in want and you to be in lack and you to be hungry and not have clothes to wear, not have a place to stay? Never, never could that be his will or please him. What's his will? Back up to the first part of the chapter. Blessed when you go out.
Yes.
Blessed when you come in. In your basket. In your store. Everything you set your hand to. He'll command the blessing on you in your store. Right?
Yes.
That's the will of God. And what he was saying on this other is also a sign that when people see all this curse and all this devastation and all this destruction, that's also a sign.
Yes.
What sign is it? That's the people who wouldn't listen to God. Huh? Can you see this? That's why the curse causeless shall not come. We'll talk about that another time. But he's saying people will see that and they'll go, would you look at that? Look at how bad off they are. Look at how terrible it is. What happened? It's the curse. Why? Wouldn't listen to God. By the mercy and grace of God, that's not us. We will listen to God. Say it out loud. The blessing.
The blessing.
And only the blessing.
And only the blessing.
Is always God's will.
Is always God's will.
For me.
For me.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
And I'll rejoice.
And I'll rejoice.
In the goodness of God.
In the goodness of God.
Lord, let my life be a light.
Lord, let my life be a light.
Let others see your goodness.
Let others see your goodness.
Get glory to yourself.
Get glory to yourself.
In me.
And mine,
in every part,
in every way,
all the glory
to you.
Hallelujah. And our time's up again. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School. I've enjoyed being with you again this week. The Lord's really helping us. I always like to, at the end of the week, pray and speak over our partners, and I know a lot of you are. Thank you so much for believing with us and being a part. Information's there if you'd like to see about becoming a partner. We talked about being redeemed from the curse. The scripture warns us, don't give the enemy any place. He's always trying to steal from us, but if we won't give him access, whether ignorantly or otherwise, he can't. So let me pray with you about light and any changes to make. Father, I pray over our partners. In any area where the enemy's been able to work and steal, kill, and destroy, show them, show us all, what to do to close the door, the changes to make. Anything you told us, if we didn't listen, have mercy on us. Tell us again. Show us how. Give us understanding, because we know the curse is never your will. I ask for grace. I ask for light. I ask for mercy. I ask for direction in Jesus' name, and I speak blessing, protection, increase, favor over all our partners in Jesus' name. Praise God. My faith goes with that prayer over you. Well, come back next week. We're going to get into a lot more, and our faith is exceeding growing and developing to His glory. See you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.